Blog Talk Radio.
That was a really quick 30 seconds, but it's all right. So what you got there was the background of what normally happens every time we go live, and then we try to get it all in there so you don't have to have that. It's all right. Welcome to Read the Word. As we're reading through the majestic Word of God. My, I just love this. And, you know, last night after the faith conference, Brother Jesse just knocked that thing out of the park. David and Nicole Binion, man, my Lord, were they worshiping Jesus. But we got done. When the service was over, we were sitting in the third row from the front, and people started lining up to have Dr. Winston pray for him. So we did. And you know what? It was interesting what he said when he prayed for us. He said, thank you for their love of the Word of God. Isn't that interesting? And David Binion had said in his worship time, he had read those verses out of Revelation. It says, blessed are those who read the words of the prophecy of that book or hear them read. Well, the whole Bible is prophetic. And so there's a blessing that comes on you when you're listening. There's a blessing that comes on me when I'm reading. There's a blessing that come on that is poured out upon us as we're in agreement together. And then, of course, Proverbs chapter 4 says that the word is life to those who find it, literal life, and health to all their flesh. Now, that's you need health. You might go to the doctor. There's no sin in going to the doctor, but open your Bible and read. And most of all, read the verses that talk about Jesus healing, talk about the fact that God is the healer, Jehovah Rapha. Read the verses over and over and over that talk about the children of Israel on the night of the first Passover. He healed them all. There was not one feeble one amongst them on the night of Passover. If you read those words, the blessing comes on you, an anointing comes on you, and health and strength comes to your body in Jesus' mighty name. And all of that just to get us started. Now, the book of Daniel is where we're going. So let's start with our opening prayer, and then we'll get going after that. You know, I'm working at figuring out how to get the opening prayer to you guys on YouTube. Oh, I can just share it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's as easy enough to just share that maybe I could do that. You never know. Is it shared?
What happened? Every day, yep. Yeah.
There we go. Well, this is a little more opening details than what I like to have everybody see, but it's all right because from now on, it'll be exactly what we need. There we go. Pray this with me. Father, thank you for Jesus' blood that gives me access to come boldly to the throne room of grace and help, even though the word room isn't there. We pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled me with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that all of our lives will be changed forever by the Word of God, so that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And now, excuse me, the book of Daniel. Daniel is an interesting book. Welcome to whomever you said.
Sunday.
And any of the rest of you, you might get to see this live. We'll post it tonight at midnight and make it available for tomorrow. Book of Daniel. This book records Daniel's whole life, pretty much. He was taken captive as a young man and immediately exalted by God to a leading position in the kingdom. We'll read that tonight. They're captive in Babylon. They're exiles. They were made eunuchs, Daniel, Mishael, Azariah, and Hananiah. Now, everybody pretty much knows them by their Babylonian name, because that's what the devil wants to do, is give you a different name than the one that God gave you.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want that double name. You want God's name. Now, once again, you see Daniel and the three Hebrews living holy right in the middle of everything that was wicked. And then, because of it, Nebuchadnezzar bows and gives glory to God. And then, of course, Belshazzar, he didn't, and he was killed and destroyed. And then Cyrus came, and, you know, that's when Ezra and Nehemiah went back and rebuilt the temple and rebuilt the wall. Now, the other side of Daniel is Daniel's a very prophetic book about end times events. He talks about the beast, the image, and Jesus, the stone. And we're going to read all that as we go through the book of Daniel. So Daniel is a very, very, it's not a long book. And it's not considered one of the major prophets, but Daniel was a major prophet. Daniel was a holy man his whole career. And he lived his whole life in leadership position in Babylon because he stood up for the things of God. Here we go. Daniel, do you have your pen ready? That's what I want to know. I have my pen ready. Daniel, chapter number 1. How'd we do? 9-minute introduction. But it'd be all right. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. We saw that in Ezekiel. Ezekiel gave a lot of detail about that, how they took all of that, and they took the big sea and all the pillars and the pomegranates and all that, how they took it all away. 3, then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel, some of the king's descendants, and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking. Look at this. Gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had the ability to serve in the king's palace. and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. So they had to learn all about their forefathers. And they were going to serve alongside of the king. They were slaves, but they were going to serve. The king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. You'll notice that all of their names end with a suffix of God. The E-L, the A-H are names that are named after God. That's an ending, a suffix of a name. That's the right word, right? Suffix, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that represents God. That's their God name. 7. To them, the chief of the eunuchs gave the names. Daniel was Belteshazzar. Hananiah, Shadrach. Mishael, Meshach. Azariah, Abednego. Don't let somebody name you something of the devil. Verse 8. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel into the favor and the goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. The chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, "I fear my lord the king, who has appointed your food and drink. For why should he see your face looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head." Before the king, he was concerned about his own neck on the chopping block. Verse 11, Daniel said to the steward whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, "Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days. Let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink." You always got to have a friend that will put you on a vegetarian diet and you'll be happy about it. Verse 14, so he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Now remember, all of these young men that they're comparing them to were taken as captives from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Or Judah. Thus the steward took away their portion of the delicacies and wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables. And for these 4 young men, God gave them, he just gave it to them. Knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. God gave it to him. Say this with me. God, give me some special gifts.
God, give me some special gifts. Amen.
Yeah. Well, why would I pray that, Pastor, over somebody else? Well, why wouldn't you? That's why I love Brother Jesse. Brother Jesse takes everybody's excuse for anything you has ever been afraid to ask God for, and he tells him, "Well, I've already asked God for that 15 times, and he answered me every one of them." Like he said last night, he asked God to show him when his finger was making the 10 commandments. Verse 18, no more preaching, just reading. You got to hold the signs up. God tell Mike, you guys got to help the TV studio crew learn to put the signs up better. 18, at the end of the days when the king had said they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. The king interviewed them. And among them all, none was found like Daniel, Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah. Therefore, they served before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and all matters of understanding, about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm, the whole place. Why? God gave them wisdom. Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. He went through the whole Babylon. You say it. Babylonian Empire, chapter 2, second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and his spirit was so troubled that his sleep left him. You ever been there? Well, don't let the devil mess you up, but if God's given you a dream, wake up and figure out what it means. King gave a command to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans to tell the king his dreams. They came and stood before the king. King said to them, I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to know the dream. Chaldean spoke to the king in Aramaic. O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will give the interpretation. King answered and said to the Chaldeans, my decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me and its interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces and your houses shall be made an ash heap.
Wow.
Sweat, fear, loathing. 6. However, if you tell the dream and its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts, rewards, and great honor. Therefore, tell me the dream and its interpretation. And the sorcerers began to speak in tongues. Hum, babada, 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 babada. What? They can't do that. No human can do that. God gave the dream. If God gave the dream, he's going to stop anybody's mind from understanding except his man. They answered the king, let the king tell the servants the dream and we'll give his interpretation. King answered and said, I knew for certain that you would gain time because you see that my decision is firm. If you do not make known to me the dream, there's only one decree for you. For you have agreed to speak lying and corrupt words before me till the time has changed. Of course they're going to give you lying, corrupt words. They're magicians and astrologers. Of course they're going to give you that, led by a demon. 11. It's a difficult thing the king requests, and there's no other who can tell it to the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this reason, the king was angry, very furious, and gave the command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree went out, and they began killing the wise men, and they sought Daniel and his companions to kill them. Don't hesitate to stand up and say, wait a minute, what are we killing everybody for here? Hold on. Just pause for a minute. Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone to kill the wise men of Babylon. Verse 15, he answered and said to the Arioch, king's captain, why is this decree from the king so urgent? Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time that he might tell the king the interpretation. Daniel went to his house, made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning the secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision, so Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might. Have made known to me what we ask of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand. Now, I mean, that makes your neck feel a little different, knowing that you're not going to be on the chopping block first thing in the morning. 24, Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus to him, do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. They're a bunch of thumbsuckers, but let them live. I think I put a few words in, but, you know, it's kind of a paraphrase. Take me before the king, and I will tell the king the interpretation. Arioch quickly brought Daniel before the king and said thus to him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah who will make known to the king the interpretation. King answered and said to Daniel, now this is my thoughts of how he did it. Are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen? Like, really? And its interpretation? You do know I want to kill all these guys and get a new batch, don't you? 27, Daniel, in the presence of the king, said, the secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, they can't declare to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed were these. Can you imagine Nebuchadnezzar's face as Daniel began to tell him what he saw? I mean, this is God smacking old Nebuchadnezzar right upside the head saying, wake up, boy, wake up. Wait, that's my way of seeing it. It's not written. But. Verse 29, as for you, O king, thoughts came to your mind while on your bed of what would come to pass after this. And he who reveals secrets has made known to you what it will be. But as for me, this secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom and I have my phone still on. Can all the studio audience please silence their phones? How far did we get? Verse 30. But for our sakes, who make known the interpretation to the king, and that you may know the thoughts of your heart. You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet of partly iron and partly of clay. Anybody that's listening knows that's an upside down deal, because you don't want the clay on the bottom. That doesn't give you a good foundation.
Right.
Verse 34, you watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. And if you remember, Jesus is the stone which the builders rejected. Excuse me while I have to move around, but this chair does not allow for any sliding. You're just stuck in it. Here we go. 35, then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away, so there was no trace of them to be found. And the stone which struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. That's Isaiah 2:2. And the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain, and people will flow unto it. It's going to be established above the top of every mountain. Of course, that's the 1,000-year reign of Christ, but that's even you and I. 36, this is the dream. Now we tell you the interpretation of it before the king. You, O king, are a king of kings. For the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, or the beasts of the field, and the birds of the heaven, he has given them into your hand and has made you ruler over them all. Who did it? God did it. You are this head of gold. But after you shall arise another kingdom, inferior to yours, then another. A third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth, and the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as the iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything. And like iron that crushes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all the others. Whereas you saw the feet and toes, partly of the potter's clay, partly of iron. Kingdom shall be divided, yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with the ceramic clay. And as the toes of the feet were partly of iron, partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. As you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. You want to say it from Revelation? And he shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love this. This is amazing. And then I looked up and I don't have any idea where I'm at. 45. Inasmuch as you saw the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands and that it broke in pieces, the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God who has made known to you, King, what will come to pass after this, the dream is certain and its interpretation is sure. And King Nebuchadnezzar said, look at here. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, commanded that they should present an offering and incense to him. The king answered Daniel and said, truly your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal the secret. Then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and the chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. Daniel petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Now, wait a minute. These are kids. Mm-hmm. These guys are not even 20 years old. And they're in a foreign nation, eunuchized, so they could serve the king. Chapter 3. I'm really working hard not to preach, but I'm having a hard time. I love this book. This book is amazing. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the province to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. These guys like to say it over and over.
Mm-hmm. To make sure you get it.
Then a herald cried out aloud, to you it is commanded, you can hear him, O people, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, the psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, the guitar, the drums, the lead guitar. It don't matter what generation you're in. They're trying to force you to bow down to their music. You shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Are you worshiping an image that you shouldn't be worshiping? Because there's a day of reckoning coming on the other side when you better not be falling down to their God. But you know what's cool? I preach the same message all the time. That's not a new thing for me to say to anybody. I say it to you all the time. What are you listening to? I want you to think about this. This was set up by an arrogant, egotistical, pride-filled man. And the music was made by demonized people. It is no different than today. Do you know what was cursed and spoken over the songs that you're singing that do not give glory to God and are made by wicked, wicked people? You're just being old and persnickety. No, I realize that Lucifer was the minister of music in heaven.
Yeah.
And he decided to, when he gave up his kingdom to set himself above God, the first place of his perversion is music. Mm-hmm. Listen, verse 6, whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So and you go to hell, and that's what you don't want. You bow down to their image. And what does it do on the inside of you? I got to tell you this. The other day, I was in a store somewhere, and this stupid song was on. Because it's a song that was of the 70s and 80s, and before I put the caution on my soul, what I listened to, it was one of them that was played on every radio station, and I heard it, and I know the words to this song, and I refuse to think about it. I think about Jesus loves me right now. But do you know that song got inside of me, and I literally had to oppose that song with my lips every single day? For like 5 days, it wouldn't go away. Because I allowed it in back then. Here we go. She just put up the sign.
Read the word.
We don't have that many verses left. All right. Verse 7. So at the time when all the people heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the symphony with all kind of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down, worshiped the gold image which the king Nebuchadnezzar had set up. However, verse 8. At that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, the psaltery, symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of that burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, those guys. These men, O king, not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your God or worship the gold image which you've set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, see, their music is demonic, filled them with rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, so they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke to them, saying, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods and worship the gold image which I've set up? And they said, king, do you not remember that dream that you had and what you said? They didn't say that, but. 15, if you're ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, psaltery, and symphony with all the kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I made good, but if you do not worship, you shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace, and who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Whoops. He's the same God that told the guy what you dreamed. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you've set up. We're just not going to do it. 19, King Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, And the expression of his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He's going to have a couple facial changes here. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. He commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, cast them into the fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, the furnace was exceedingly hot. The flame of the fire killed the men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I know you're my mighty man, but I'm fixing to toast you because I'm so angry. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down burning, bound in the midst of the burning fire furnace. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar's face was changed and astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast 3 men into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, he said, I see 4 men loose walking around in the midst of the fire, and they're not hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God, who Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream. 26, Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, but not so close that he burned up, and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out. Come here. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. The satraps, administrators, governors, counselors gathered together, sniffed them, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of the fire was not on them. Jesus spoke, saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. Notice that him is capitalized. And they have frustrated the king's word, yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Verse 29. I mean, we're only 10 verses later and he's changing his whole countenance. I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Wow. The majestic word of Almighty God. Circle the wagons. Daniel 1:8. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself in any way, but he would serve the Lord God Almighty no matter what they did. And God promoted him to the number one place. He was next to the king for his whole career, which was probably, I don't know the numbers exactly, which was probably like 70 years. Well, no, 70 was how long they were there, so 50, 60 years. Who knows? He literally reigned. What can God do with you if you just trust him? For those of you that never made Jesus the Lord of your life, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation with you right now and give you that opportunity. Are you ready? Pray this prayer with me, no matter who you are. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my
life. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You will give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
Now make your declaration. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God,
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of
and
Man.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and just say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life.
I receive you, Jesus, into
all of your grace, your mercy, your love, and your righteousness.
All of your grace, your mercy, your love, and your righteousness.
Filling me with all the fullness of God.
Filling me with all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. I bless you in Jesus' mighty name. You might say, Pastor, something's going on. I know, I can tell. Every time we pray this prayer, something's going on. People's lives are being changed. What's happening is the Lord of heaven, the God of heaven, just filled you with all of him. Well, Pastor, I thought I got like saved or became a church member or something. No. No, what happens is, the God of heaven comes and fills your life with all of him. And that's what this program's about. We have a program we call Establishing Your Faith, which is in the evenings, that will teach you the things of God so that you can walk with God. You didn't get a church. You didn't get a religion. You didn't get a denomination. You didn't get a church building. You just was filled and was taken back to the garden like Adam was. That's what happened. You might be like, I don't even know what this all means. I know. Stick with us. Stick with us. If you're new, go back. This is a playlist. Read the word. Samuel J. Cottle is my email or my YouTube channel. And search the playlist. Read the word. And start in Genesis. And listen from Genesis all the way through. It will establish you in your faith just listening to it every day. 10 days into it, you'd be like, you know, I'm changing. 30 days into it, you'd be like, wow, something's just changing about me. Pray every prayer, make every declaration, listen to the word as it's being read, and your life will never be the same. There is a promise from God because you listen and hear this word read. The other thing is, listen to it 2 or 3 times in a day. Immerse yourself in it. It'll transform your life because that's what God said. My website is samueljcottle.com. You can find all that right down there in the notes of the program. We'll be a blessing to you any way that we can. Share this with all your friends, family, Romans, and countrymen. Even send it to your enemies. Tell them you're just wicked. You need this and send it to them.
That may not work.
May not work. It may not change, but at least you did your part to help find God in Jesus' mighty name. Well, we'll see you again tomorrow right here. Same thing, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, and we'll be Daniel chapter 4 through Daniel chapter 7, reading the book of Daniel and hearing what God says to Daniel about the children of Israel, Judah, the restoration of Israel, and then with Daniel, speaking of the future events, which is where you and I are right now. I think my other favorite Daniel verse is, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And that's what you and I are doing every day right here. Well, got to run. This is a whole lot more than 20 minutes tonight till we see you again. This is what we say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
God loves you.
God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
We'll see you again real soon. All of you over.